Code is the new sports app that goes deep into the world's greatest sports stories. Start your free trial today at codesports.com.au and unlock the stories of sport. Buckle up, Australia.
Buckle up.
Now, right across the country, broadcasting to every corner of this big brown land on the Triple M Network. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Around Australia on Triple M. Guys, we've made it to Friday.
Oh, my God.
Hey, this
Saturday, Sunday, what?
Saturday, what? Is here.
I know. And then it's a weekend again, you know what I mean?
And summer next week, too.
Summer next week.
How about that?
This year's flown. Oh, it's been absolutely crazy how fast this year's gone.
Yep.
And you can always get in touch with us through at Marty Sheargold Show on Insta. You could be part of the socials. Will's going to run us through those a little later on this
hour. One of my favourite parts of the week, the socials. And you can get a sort of extended version of the socials on our podcast.
Yes.
It's released mid-morning every day on the Listener app.
Yeah, L-I-S-T-N-R, no E's.
And it's a great chance for you to interact with the show, and Will does a beautiful job with that.
Absolutely. That is coming up a little later on. But next, we're going to talk about short job stints.
Yes.
To slow that down.
Yeah, short job stints.
Yes.
On the hunt.
Correct. I've got myself into troubles before. That's coming up next on the Marty Sheargold Show here at Triple M.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
What's the shortest time you've ever done in a job? The shortest stint in a job.
133353, give us a buzz.
I had my BP service station job that went for about a week and a half.
Well, that's because you kept making errors.
I left the Bowser in, and then the very next day I left the oil cap off a bloke's car, and then the guy called me in and said, "I don't reckon this is for you." I said,
no.
"Good call. Can you ring me dad?" Because he said, "Can I have to come get me?"
Yeah.
I'm not a bus guy. Even then I knew I wasn't a bus guy. Hours after being tapped as Sweden's first female prime minister, Magdalena Andersson has resigned. Hours after. Magdalena's ascension overnight was a milestone for Sweden, viewed for decades as one of Europe's most progressive countries when it comes to gender relations, but which had yet to have a woman in the top political post. Well, they can tick that box now. The parliament had approved Magdalena as prime minister after she recently became the new leader of their Social Democratic Party. And she replaced Stefan Löfven. You remember Stefan Löfven?
Yes.
Yeah.
As party leader and prime minister, roles he relinquished earlier this year. But here's the bit. Only a few hours later, she was announcing her equally shocking sudden resignation after suffering a budget defeat in parliament and coalition partner the Greens left the two-party minority government.
Ah.
No government. She said, "For me, it is about respect, but I also do not want to lead a government where there may be grounds to question its legitimacy." Well, well done. She got there.
She got there.
She couldn't stay there.
No.
So often the case.
A few hours and then she's done.
It's so often the case. You get yourself into the position you've thought about, dreamt about, and then you can't maintain it.
Yeah.
That's I did a day in sales.
Yes, this was a
Phone
wonderful
sales.
Day in sales. You dominated.
Yeah,
successful
at Nova, but very successful.
Yeah.
So my dad worked in telephone sales selling advertising, and he was a gun. So they approached me when I was about, I don't know, 17. They're like, "Do you want to just come and have a go?" And I was like, "Absolutely," because I knew the boss there, my dad's best friend. So I went and did half a day. They said, "You won't make a sale for at least, you know, 3 weeks to a month, maybe longer." And I was like, "That's fine." I made a $3,000 sale on my first 6 hours, and then I said, "I think that's enough for me," and I never went back. And
I feel like I've peaked.
I feel like I've done enough here. Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity. I'm never coming back.
Hey, Bram.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good on you, Bram. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Just at work, so yeah.
What do you do for a living, Bram?
Oh, I drive trucks, mate.
Yeah, nice. Beautiful. I've always wanted to be a truck driver, Bram.
Yeah, it's good work, mate. It's good work. It's better than the one that I left in 3 hours, that's for sure.
Oh, what happened there, Bram? Anyway. Tell us the story.
Well, we, me and a mate took a job at a tannery, which is where they strip hides down, raw hide, and they turn it into leather.
Yeah.
And we got there in the morning, and we were pulling these massive cow hides out of this big manky bucket.
Oh.
And hanging them on hooks, and they were all knotty and covered in goo.
Yeah.
We noticed that all the other fellas were rotating around us and just sort of not telling us that we were supposed to move on to the next sort of segment.
Yeah.
It got to Smoko, and me and my mate jumped in the car, and he goes, "Where are we going for Smoko?" And I said, "I'm going home." He goes,
The smell would have been next level.
Thanks, Brad.
Oh, well done, Brad.
Jason in Montmorency, morning.
Morning, how are you going?
Wonderful, Jason. Good, Jason. How are you?
Well, thank you. Well,
Did you quit quickly?
45 minutes. My
oh,
TV.
My God. What were you doing?
I was doing my big OS in London, and I was the doorman at a hotel that hadn't opened yet. And I thought, what a great idea. I'll have no roles or responsibilities. I'll just stand here, read some great books and think about my thoughts all day.
Sure. Yeah.
Turns out I'm really boring because after about 30 minutes, I ran out of things to think about. And the hotel wasn't open for another 6 months. So I'm like, this is not for me.
No,
so,
sitting in an empty room thinking about your own thoughts.
Yeah, which was really depressing. So it turns out I'm not that interesting. So, that was had to kick on after that.
Well,
that's
done,
pretty
mate.
Good. Yeah. Why would you have a doorman for a hotel that's not open?
Doesn't make any sense.
Try not to think about your own thoughts as well.
Oh, God. Don't ever be left alone.
That's never good. One of the great rules in life.
Yeah. At least have some music.
Will, you got one on Insta?
From another Will. Had an apprentice rock up first day, walk around the site and said, F this, and left.
F this. This looks like hard work. Of course, you can get through to us on the Insta at Marty Sheargold Show.
Yeah, anytime.
Anytime you like.
Yeah, it could also be a part of the socials, which is coming up a little later on.
You're so good, Troy.
Shane in Caroline Springs. Hey, Shane.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, Shane.
Thank you. Yeah, mid to late 80s, I got a brand new racer for Christmas and ended up getting a paper round that the old man had organised at the local news agents.
What brand was the racer, can you remember?
Oh, geez, I don't know. It was a red one that's got the two gears that were on the side of the neck that you pull up or down.
Apollo was the big brand when we were kids.
Yeah, okay. It's probably, I think it was a Toy World model or something like that. But
okay.
So rode down. It was about a 5 a.m. start. So rode down to the local newsagents. I had my crates on either side of the bike with hockey straps, and loaded up. Got to the end of the first street. Hopped off my bike. Papers went everywhere. It was lopsided, and I ended up just saying enough. Walk home. I hid in the garage for the duration of what it would have taken.
Good.
And went inside. The old man said, "How'd you go?" I said, "Yeah, no, really good, really good." And so someone obviously found, because I just left the bike on the side of the road and just sort of walked home.
Get out of guts.
So the old man ended up picking the bike. I don't know how he found out. And so that was a long time ago.
Yeah, how'd you go? Yeah, nah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. No, it's good morning.
Everyone was nice.
Yeah. What are you coming out of the garage for?
Adrian. Adrian in Mornington, shortest stint in a job. What happened, Adrian?
Well, many years ago, back in the 80s, I got a job as a pizza delivery guy.
Yeah.
And on my first delivery, I was driving up Church Street in Richmond and looking for the street to turn into, and looked up, and there was a red light. And I went through it and hit somebody.
Oh, my God, wow. Adrian.
A person.
Well, you ran someone over on your first delivery?
Yep.
Were they okay?
They were. They had blood all over them. Yeah. I thought I killed them.
Oh, my God.
But they were okay. I got a $110 fine for running the red light.
Sure, sure.
Yep.
Free pizza, though.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
You can get in touch with the show anytime.
I don't hear words.
Through the social, well, through Insta actually, at Marty Sheargold Show.
Or you can always contact Loz directly on the Loz line. 0457 051 051.
Yeah. Especially if you think I may have missed a fact check, because sometimes I'm engaged in conversation and I miss these things.
I've seen a lot of talking between Will and Troy, so I'm assuming something big's about to happen.
There's a bit going on here, isn't there, for the
standard.
Social? Yeah.
There is a very... Actually, Loz, could you pull up the WhatsApp? Because I need to show the whole group a photo.
Oh, how wonderful.
Don't sigh.
Well, I can't reach the keyboard because I have a noni on my lap.
So we just got sent a photo this morning. It's very funny from Cinnamon Bun, and I don't know their name, but that's the account by which the photo has been sent from.
Cinnamon Buns.
It'll be up on our Instagram now, at Marty Sheargold Show, and it's a very funny Photoshop job, which always amuses me, and it's Everybody Loves Shigsy, and here is the photo, as you can see.
Everybody Loves Shigsy. Ew, they used my ugly bung eye.
They used your sleepy eye photo. And there's Troy. Oh, my God. Troy. Troy is Ray Romano's brother.
Yeah.
Robert.
And Matthew is the grandfather. Will is the grandmother.
Yep.
Lauren is the wife.
And Deborah.
I am Raymond.
Yes.
Now, I don't normally look like that. It's a photo I put up in jest, may I just say.
It's going to get used forever now.
It will. It's very funny.
It's a funny photo.
Funny.
Yeah.
You look like you've just woken up.
So jump on the socials if you want to see that one.
There.
Mate, you with hair. Look at you.
I know.
I know. Oh, God, I wish I had hair sometimes.
No.
Lovely
because
jacket.
Troy came in with a new haircut this morning. I thought, how wonderful.
You've got to get your hair cut. But then you have to do it every month.
I know. I'd like to do it once.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want hair, really. But I like the idea of hair.
Yeah, of course.
I remember what hair was like.
Yeah. We've seen photos.
Mm. I mean, it's on your face.
I mean, I've still got hair.
You'll remember our good friend Justin on the socials who sent through a video of The Exorcist with voices of Troy and Lauren that had been dubbed on top of it.
Good fun.
He sent through another.
Has he?
And this is now with Jerry Maguire, and here's how it sounds.
You complete me.
Daddy?
Well, just...
Shut up. You had me at...
So you can also...
That feels like an in-joke to a lot of our listeners who would be like, why do they think that's so funny? But there is a whole history of this on our Instagram page.
There, oh, you can see that on the socials as well.
It's very funny. And that gentleman is very creative.
Yes. He is. And finally, this is one from Luke. A lot of people got in touch with us with the same thing. A fact check for yesterday's song, Asaurus, referring to Wednesday.
Okay.
Yes, Lauren got the name of the song first, but... Troy, if we just listen to the replay.
Yeah.
Lauren on two, Marty on one.
Uh-oh.
I ascertained it via the wine bearing.
I heard it on the grapevine.
Oh, I think I have to give it to Lauren.
Lauren heard it through the grapevine.
You both said the same answer. I heard it on the grapevine.
True.
The answer is through, which means, Troy.
Yes.
We've got a finished Songosaurus.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're kidding.
Lauren's on two, Marty is on one, and here are the ones we didn't get to.
Oh, this is fantastic. Oh, you weren't
expecting this, Lobber.
What a fun surprise for a Friday.
So much like
it really is.
We shan't be beaten.
Yeah.
We can't be beaten.
Yeah. If you didn't accept we shan't be beaten, you can't expect we heard it on the grapevine.
It's actually just the wrong answer.
It is.
Yeah.
All right,
so
here we go.
Remember, these are jukebox songs.
Yep.
Songs from the jukebox era.
Because the first jukebox was invented on Wednesday. In like 18,
Tuesday.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, something like that. Here we go. For the win for Lauren, Marty to get back in it.
Okay.
Mature, Hour, Boulder and Bun.
All Time Rock and Roll.
Yes, Lauren wins it. Got it. A subdued celebration with Marty and Mila.
Good fun. That's the socials. Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Week in review.
Are you scoring, Matthew? Shouted at Matthew like he was my great grandmother.
Have you had your chicken, Nan?
Maybe.
Eat your chicken.
Nan can't hear me. Can you ask Nan to eat it?
Nan, can you eat the chook?
Chook.
Now Christmas is coming.
You know, I make my father's Christmas pudding now.
Do you?
Yes. They're the most dense, crazy things in the world.
And you
kids.
Serve it with custard.
Yes. And brandy hard sauce.
Brandy hard sauce?
Yeah. Have you never had brandy hard sauce? Okay, come sit over here and I'll show you.
And apart from cooking, Marty is flying people away.
Congratulations, Shane. Where do you want to go?
Oh, you bloody ripper. I want to go to Darwin.
Where do you want to go, Andrew?
The Sunshine Coast.
Nah.
Go wherever you like.
Yes.
Where do you want to go, mate?
Mate, I can't wait to get up to Queensland.
All right, go, Brandon.
Where do you want to go?
Far North Queensland.
Well, just go there, Dave. Where would you like to go, Janet?
Esperance.
You can have it to yourself. I've got no interest in Esperance. Oh. Siobhan, where would you like to go?
I'd
love to go to Queensland, please.
Go there, Siobhan.
Go there. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Just go. Stop talking.
Probably some advice Troy should have taken.
You only narrowly missed out then.
It's the first time I've seen Troy angry at a game.
You were good. You were very good.
Still so composed. I definitely got in.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to I'd save you going to the tape on one a little bit closer than that.
And here's some more advice. Don't let Heike make your lunch.
Did you hurt your boss?
He was not nice to me one day. He actually gave me the shit. And one morning, he asked me to get him the morning teeth. And in Germany, you eat tartar like raw mincemeat on a bread roll.
Oh, tartar. Oh, yeah. Oh, tartar. Yeah,
tartar. So before I gave it to him, I prepared it a little bit with laxative.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, he gave me the shit. I gave him the shit. Believe me.
I didn't understand a word of it. I did.
Why didn't you? No, she didn't. You're so multi-talented. You should understand.
Now, if you want the facts, the Marty Shigold Show has them. You just probably want to check them.
Now, I tried to find out what was on the first ever jukebox. I couldn't find it, but some information. It's a bit of a fun thing.
Okay, good.
It was first called the Nickel in the Slot Phonograph.
I think I went to school with it.
It was powered
she
by...
She was an old friend of my brother's.
1992, Aladdin is released in cinemas.
Remember when Will and I recreated this and you tried to be a part of it too?
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
When we had karaoke. No, you were great. You were Jafar.
I mean, I thought I was a part of it.
You were
you
a
were
part
car.
Of it.
You were the car.
I hope not.
Is that why you were sitting on me? Wycliffe Jean, who's a rapper from such hits as...
Oh, this one here with Shakira. I can see your body moving and
it's driving me crazy. And hips don't lie.
Is that what that is?
No, it's not.
I think it is called
Hips Don't Lie.
Okay. What's it called?
I don't know. You can dance like this. You make a man want to speak Spanish.
It is. It's Hips Don't Lie. I've just had confirmation. It's Hips Don't Lie.
Oh, it is. Shit, no, it's not.
You were so certain it wasn't. Make a woman go
mad. It's not.
Put it in your fact check.
Hips don't lie. That's it.
I just sat out of that because it was perfect. It was perfect, Loz.
Oh, my God.
I loved it. I loved how sure you were that it was.
She
was so certain about that.
She was gaslighting me. I was so confident.
You were confident? Troy's reading it off the screen. DC's nodding. I mean, I knew it was Hips Don't Lie and I don't even know the song. Not according to Loz.
And that's it for another week on the Marty Shigold Show.
I just want to disagree.
The Marty Shigold Show podcast. Code is the new sports app that goes deep into the world's greatest sports stories. Start your free trial today at codesports.com.au and unlock the stories of sport.